leather hand grips here, which I put on to be able to get up. And this is where I compose, because as you can see there, I have a 5-octave keyboard attached to the computer.
You have your manuscript scores, I can see.
Yes.
Your symphony number 2, I've Loved the Lands of Ireland.
That's right, yes. Well, there are, all my stuff is mostly around here, more or less to hand. What I'm working on at the moment is Brendan Kennelly's Songs from the Reservoir, which is a fascinating piece. And
a poet whom you've set many
times. Yes, I have. And this happened more than anything because I happened to run into him in Dawson Street. We went in for a coffee somewhere in one of the coffee houses there. Brendan excused himself for a minute and came back with he'd actually purchased himself a copy of this in the bookshop next door. And so I've been working on that on and off.
So you compose at the computer?
I compose at the computer, yes. And I don't bother to try and make a full performance of it at the computer. You can't anyway with the text, you know, you couldn't do that.
You've used music notation software for a long time, actually.
Well, I think it was the first to go into it. You know, I think I was the first person to actually use that here. This is now the voice of prayer speaking. It's always the title in these speaks to what's going on. I'll play it with the accompaniment. We'll see how it comes out. One of the songs that I've been working on at the moment. So I'm at number 6.
Are you setting the whole cycle?
No, I'm not setting. I'm taking a selection because there are, musically, some of them would be too repetitive, you know. So I have to try and balance what I choose with what the musical possibilities of it are.
Struck by how Sibelius and playback, it really has revolutionized, you know, composing. And
it has, yes. Well, it's very handy because you can play back and get a general impression, provided one realizes, like playing that to you. I mean, I know you'll realize that it's very much a general impression because it's too rigid for a start off. You're getting an exact playback. But it doesn't have any of the emotion that a singer would have in it, you know.
Are you still composing each day, or do periods go by where you...
Some periods go by, but not all that long. I do tend to, once I get started on something, I tend to go on at that, you know. And I've a rather peculiar way of writing songs. Anyway, I tend to write the vocal part from beginning to end first, and then work back from that. That's just my way of doing it. It's a personal thing.
So you're writing the melody first?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And then everything else, though I mean, obviously, concerned with how the general shape will be when it's up, but yeah, that's the way I work. There's just masses of paper up here, and a lot of my works are around on the shelves.
These are all your original manuscripts?
They would be all original manuscripts. Composers of my generation are probably at a disadvantage because their works were originally, it was before computerized scores came in. So a lot of my orchestral works are only available now in handwritten form. players don't like as much performing from that. They'd much prefer to have printed copies, and I can sympathise with them, agree with them. But in fact, the trouble is you often have to decide whether you're going to compose or whether you're going to devote your life, whatever remainder of it would be, to making print copies out. So I don't know what the answer to that is. I haven't yet managed to find a complete answer.